Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have now arrived at Stadium and Gale.
Boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of Stadium Miguel. It's Uncle Silk.
It's your boy 35.
And Dan, your boy.
Happy Hello. New Year's Eve, fellas. New Year's Eve. What's the vibes? What you got going?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we hanging out. Great New Year's Eve. We won yesterday. I think it's a great way to end the year. What about you, Dan?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it was a great way to end the year. It was a great way to start the year. I think we played last year on New Year's Day. And this year we played our second to last game of the year. And so to end the season with 11 wins, not bad. It's a good year for health, wealth, prosperity, all that. So can't complain. 2019 was good, you know?
Yep.
And 2019 was a wild one for me. But overall, it was good, man. A lot of experiences. I think all these we got this podcast kicked off. Big Three Roll Up did a lot of adding of affiliation shows, man. Had some physical things that happened to me. But overall, bro, it's been a blessed year. 2019 has been beautiful in my life. Gator football, all that, dog. So I'm excited, bro, about 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we had the start of this podcast, so we appreciate all the listeners for that. Big Three Roll Up had a big year, so all in all, you can't really complain on our end of things as well. So thanks everybody for listening in. I want to pull up how many of you guys listened in this year, but it's an unbelievable number. So we appreciate each and every one of you for listening every week.
Absolutely, we're the best affiliate, and there's a lot of affiliate podcasts on the Big Three Roll Up Network. But by far, this is the best affiliate. And we plan on keeping it that way, bro. And
oh, absolutely. Reflects
it. Everything reflects it, bro. So, no, I gotta swag it out and talk my little shit a little bit. You feel me? Just let people know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had almost 300,000 people listen in from all over the world. I think at one point we were the top, one of the top sports podcasts in the Philippines, Indonesia, Guatemala.
Logo, baby.
When we first started, we were the number two podcast in the entire United States for sports. So big shout out to all you guys for listening to each and every week. Had some big guests too this year.
Some huge guests. And we got some big ones on the horizon. Mm. Me and Ahmad was texting back and forth last night. And he got some stuff cooking, bro. So I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. Trying to start the year with a bang, man. You know, so.
Absolutely. I'm trying to think. We had couple Heisman. We had a Heisman Trophy winner, Danny Werfel, on. We had that awesome Chris Rainey interview that went really well. Brandon James. A lot of big names. You know,
D. Webb,
Channing Crowder, John Bostic. A lot of names of people that you don't hear on other podcasts. You know, a lot of things that people aren't hearing. So we told some really cool stories. So that's awesome.
So
thanks,
guys. So we have in store for you guys next, me, Silk, and Dan, you know, been talking about is getting Gators from other sports and Gator Greats from other sports. So if you guys have any ideas of who you might want to have on the show or listen to, you know, let us know. Tweet us.
Yeah, Stadium Miguel, a lot of sports go down at that corner, man. So we try to get it all on in here, man. What y'all got going on tonight, though? What you got going tomorrow? Just chill?
Yeah, man, I'm chilling. You know, I just seen the funniest thing ever. I just seen literally Tony the Tiger doing a coin toss flip at Florida State game.
no.
Man, this man was in the
I need that picture.
Please, somebody just, I just saw it literally.
See, I'm out in the atrium recording, but I'm about to step inside. I got to rewind TV to see the shenanigans real quick.
But besides that, I'm just hanging out, man. I'm off tomorrow, so tonight, just hanging out with the family. I'm not too major. We decided not to travel for this holiday, so we just cooking it up at the crib.
Damn, what you got going?
Not much, man. Just hanging out. No big plans this year for New Year's. I'm gonna probably just take it light and casual this year. What about you, Silk?
A small intimate gathering with family and friends at my sister's crib. Just gonna hang out about 20-25 people. Nothing too crazy. Just vibes. Grilling some food. Sister cooking some lobster mac and cheese. We ain't gonna do further than that. Probably just be some chicken. Couple sides, but we're just gonna hang out, man. Got some friends coming through. Just
say, then what you usually eat for New Year's? You got a meal you get or what?
Not anymore. When I grew up, we used to do some black eyed peas, or at least my mom did.
Oh, really? That's tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. For New Year's Day, that's what we used to do. We never really did anything for New Year's. For New Year's Eve, it was usually just going out. This is the first year I've not really gone out. So if you're talking about what I used to, previously do, it was alcohol and probably crappy chicken fingers or something from a club or a place that we were going. But on New Year's Day, we always did a black eyed peas growing up. I'm not sure if you guys have any interesting traditions. There's a person that I work with in my office that's from up in the Northeast, and they used to do pork and sauerkraut on New Year's Day. As you guys know, I don't mess around with a lot of weird food like sauerkraut. So that irked me out a little bit. But what do you guys do for New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, or New Year's Eve?
We do the black eyed peas. My dad usually do like a fish head soup. So he'll do like a Caribbean style soup with several different things in it and whatnot. But that's about it, man. We didn't do a whole lot. Not of course cooking on New Year's Day, because New Year's Eve, everybody's recovering. But the black eyed peas, some rice, and then like a soup. That's about it.
Right there with you. My dad's, nothing really special that we had every single year, but dad again, man, throw something down real quick. So I'm right there with you guys, man. Little chill type day.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this ad read and get into this review of the game, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to give a shout out to our friends at South Georgia Pecan Company. I know a bunch of you reached out to me and told me that you use them for Christmas gifts or holiday presents, whatever it might be. So shout out to our friends over at South Georgia Pecan Company. Give them a call, 800-732-2646. I'm not sure what you guys are looking for the holidays that are upcoming, Valentine's Day, birthdays, whatever it might be. Give them a call, 800-732-2646, and that's georgiapecan.com.
So yesterday we played the Orange Bowl. The Gators win with the Orange Bowl champions by the tune of 36-28. The spread was 14. We had a chance to cover the spread, but kind of couldn't hold the water at the end there at the goal line, man. Overall, good game. We responded back to a hard-fought team. That team came to play us, and they didn't fold. It didn't matter if it was 1 minute on the clock. They was down 14. They was out there to prove a point that they belong, and they look like they belong last night, but a lot of letdowns happen in bowl games, so I'm appreciative of the win, because some teams don't even show up to these bowl games. So at the end of the day, we won the game, 11-2 season. Not a lot to complain about, but of course we're going to do some complaining. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a good game overall. It was awesome to see P. Ryan get his burn, get three, potentially four touchdowns. I wish he would have gotten that last one on the 2-yard line when he had stepped out of bounds. I wish I would have given him the ball, but it's a big shout out to him. Big shout out to a lot of the seniors. They were able to play and get some good yardage and make some plays as well. You saw a lot of good things out of the offense for the most part. The offensive line is still a struggle. 12, 13 games into the season, you saw Dan Mullen getting mad at John Hevesy over some of that stuff. A couple careless mistakes coming out of the period or the intermission with or the in-between period break, where he had to call a penalty or a timeout, because you had too many men on the field. So just a couple careless mistakes. I'm sure we'll talk a lot about it on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not saying this to start a debate or not. you know, I wish we would have seen more Emory Jones, just because it is a more meaningless game. You know, want to see what he was able to do as well. But overall, proud of a win. Shout out to Virginia and Bryce Perkins. I thought that he played really well, played better than I thought he would. But, you know, it's always good to come out with a win. And, you know, we know a few areas that they need to improve on. What about you, Black?
Yeah, it wasn't the best win, but we got it done. We were able to come out and finish the season with 11 wins for the senior class. And like I said before, it's one of the senior classes that, you know, the one of the first times in a while that these fans actually, you know, truly, you know, is going to miss and truly love. So I was excited that these guys were, fired up to go out there and play. We didn't play fired up the whole game. You know, at times we show glimpses, and like Dan said, you know, we know we got to get better at, the quarterback was, making things happen with his legs and, extending plays. And we just got to find a way to get, you know, either the ball knocked down out of the air or intercept the ball. There's no way we should allow, that many deep balls, either behind us, you know, or on top of our heads. So, we'll get better. Good thing about this offseason is, we didn't get worse. You know, we made progress. So it's going to be tough to Dan said, to get to 12, win 12 games. Now, you know, we got to 11. So this offseason is going to be a lot of focus on winning that 12th game next year.
Absolutely. Shout out, before I get into anything that's remotely, like, not positive, shout out to LaMichael Perine, man. That's the game he deserved last night, bro. He showed the University of Florida on the bus trying to get an offer. And he's been nothing but a model student and a great teammate, leader at the University of Florida. He went out with a bang last night, man. After having a rough offensive line in front of him all year and struggling to run the ball, he got there and got busy for the tune of 138 yards, man. Got him 3 touchdowns, 1 pass, and 2 rushing. Overall, the run game showed up last night. And I don't think Virginia is a slouch. It's the top, like, 30 defense that we played last night. And we ran the ball very good on them. We overall, if you look at the stats, Emory, Perine, everybody, you had about 200 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Perine.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great shout out for him. You know, he was able to see some holes and open up some holes. You know, he played without any timidity, and he really hit the hole and hit it hard. So really, really excited to see the way that he went out. He looked, you know, a hair faster than he did all season. You know, for some reason, he just looked really fresh out there. And and he had some room too. It seemed like the offensive line, you know, either the offensive line was blocking better in the game, or just overall the schemes that Virginia are putting up, you know, Florida is able to maximize, you know, their proficiencies and be able to get those holes. So shout out to him. I don't think that there's enough that you can say for him. You know, one of the top running backs that Florida's had in the last couple decades, and, you know, a guy that never got into trouble, that, you know, always wore, you know, the orange and blue proudly. So big shout out to LaMichael Perine, and I hope he flourishes at the next level.
Yeah, definitely. He's a class act guy. He really showed up, and, you know, it seems like usually it's always that one guy, or, you know, everybody plays well, but it's always that one guy that shows up really, really big in the bowl game and improves his draft stock a lot. He definitely just improved his draft stock a lot. He did come out, you know, it was like he was on another level than everybody else.
Harold's on fire.
Yeah, me and Sirk was texting last night during the game, and that was one thing that we both, saw that we had in common, is that Perine was out there playing, you know, trying to prove something, trying to prove that, you know, it's his last game. You know, he wanted to go out on top and wanted to send his team out on top. So I'm proud of him, man. And I can't wait to see what he does at the next level.
Yeah, man. Just to watch him line up a wide receiver, make a DB miss and take it to the end zone, I think he made himself a lot of money with the way the passing game is in the game of football right now. So I'm just happy for the kid, bro. I wish he would have stepped on the line that last one, getting 4 TDs, but he was the MVP regardless.
Absolutely. Want to give a shout out to the seniors. I wish we would have saw a little bit more of Josh Hammond yesterday, but Van Jefferson, I thought he was going to take that one. What was that, in the fourth quarter? I thought that on the 3-yard line when he caught that, or 2-yard line when he caught that, I thought he was going to make it all the way. I wasn't in the stadium, but a shout out to yeah. Van Jefferson, Freddie Swain, and a couple big catches. You know, I wish we could have seen a little bit more Tyree Cleveland, but, you know, all in all, a big shout out to those seniors who all went out, you know, victorious. And, you know, who could have imagined, you know, 3 years ago during their sophomore year when they won 4 games, then they had back-to-back 10-win seasons. And it's a big testament to them and their leadership.
Kyle Trask in the passing game went 24 for 39 for 305 yards. Efficient. Kyle did what he did. I don't think, like, people are grasping, like, the takes on the quarterback thing. For me, I can't speak for everybody else. I have no issue with Kyle Trask playing quarterback. I think he's efficient. I think he moves the chains. I think he needs to be the starter right now. The issue is five usage. You know, I think there's no rhythm to it. He gets in. He does positive things. He looks real good running the ball. The running game with you can see linebackers freeze, and the running game takes off a little different with him in the game. I was hoping to see at least one rocket step play action from him. You know, like, that's something that's been money all year. The running game is working with him in it. Linebackers are freezing. Play action will let him sling it a little bit. I think for us to take that next level, like we've seen with Bryce Perkins, that team we played last night was not as talented as us. That team hung around with us because they had a quarterback that could extend plays. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not as – let's keep it a buck. We're not as talented as LSU. We're not as talented as Georgia on paper. We're not as talented as Bama. So for us to beat teams like that, we need some Bryce Perkins type stuff that was going on last night, extend plays and stay in games and make something happen. So we got to find out five's usage next year. And from what he's saying in the presser, he feels he's ready. So something's going to eventually give in that perspective. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, no, I think that we all make the same point. I don't think any of us think that Emory Jones is necessarily a better quarterback, you know, passing-wise, than Kyle Trask. I think that Kyle Trask is a proven passer. You know, he's the first quarterback to average, or, you know, the Gators are averaging 300 yards passing a season for the first time since 2001. During the last four games of the season, they're averaging almost 360 yards passing per game. I don't think any of us are saying that Kyle Trask doesn't deserve, you know, the opportunity and the right to be a starter. I think what there's a lot of confusion about is at some point in time, Emory Jones' second full year in the program, we want to see more than a half-hearted, you know, doesn't seem to be well thought out idea of just putting him out there to run the same three, you know, dive plays, either dive left, dive right, or dive down the middle. And then occasionally, once every you know, 10, 12 plays, he's then going to, throw the ball. I don't think that you're doing much with that. You know, with Tim Tebow out there, it was a little bit different. You were throwing him a little bit more, but also he was used as more of a battering ram. You know, Emory Jones isn't that same type of rusher that Tebow was. So, you know, I think at this point, you know, in order to run Dan Mullen's offense to the way that he wants to run it, I mean, you even saw him running the RPO with Kyle Trask yesterday. And you can ask Riddell Anthony. I'm not very fast, but I think I'm faster than Kyle Trask.
So, I don't think you are.
No, probably not. But, you know, you can tell that the offense that Kyle Trask wants, or that Dan Mullen wants to run, has that running component to it that Kyle Trask just, A, isn't comfortable doing, and B, isn't built to do. And that's perfectly fine. Dan Mullen took a guy that hasn't started a game in 7 years and won, you know, went 8-2 with him. That's incredible. But I think what a lot of folks, including us on this podcast, want is we want to see what Emory Jones' ability is to run the offense, to see if that is something that you can build a future behind. Because if not, and he transfers, then you have Kyle Trask and nothing all the way until you get to Anthony Richardson. And that's two classes down, and that just doesn't put Florida in a good position either. So I think we want to see when, you know, Kyle Trask got injured against Auburn for a little while and Emory Jones came into play, we saw that he knew how to run the offense. We're just curious why he's not given more opportunity to do that when he's out there. I know that was long-winded, but.
No, you're good, man. Very good analysis and explanation. How you feel about it, Black? You're going to be regurgitating the same type of stuff. I think we all want to see Emory, but you have any good and any different perspective on it?
Nah, man. I think we all want to see Emory get in there and throw the ball around a little bit more. I think that'll keep it more balanced. Also, you know, the sharpening him up is let us see what he got, you know, and we all know he's very talented. We know he can run the ball. We know he can make things happen with his feet, but we want to see him make things happen, you know, with his arm too. I know he's able to throw the ball. You know, even the announcers were raving about his arm. We just got to see him put it to use, and I'm excited to see his progress through the spring, in the next fall camp, and going into the 2020 season.
I guess what I just don't get about it is that even when he's had you know, some opportunities this season to throw the ball, you know, against Florida State, a little bit against Vanderbilt, a bit against Auburn and Tennessee. He did pretty well, right? I mean, he, you know, was 25 of 38 on the year, 267 yards, 3 touchdowns. And, you know, and part of that was, you know, the Auburn game where they didn't have him throwing the ball downfield very much. So, you know, probably could have, you know, had more yards, you know, had he been used a little bit more. But I just don't understand why, you know, what it is about him that doesn't, you know, allow for just a bit more passing, especially in a bowl game, right? Like, that's really your opportunity to be able to try some new things. But now we have to wait another 8 or 9 months. And if Emory Jones feels like he's ready and he doesn't feel like there's an opportunity, the clock's ticking for him too, to try to make, you know, the most out of his collegiate career too. So, on the opposite end of that, Emory Jones now has been here for 2 years and he's still not getting the full playbook. So I also have question marks about that. So we do go into, you know, the offseason with a lot of question marks at quarterback.
This will be his third spring.
Yeah, this will be his third spring. So, you know, what do you do now? I mean, at this point, it's on Emory Jones to go win that job from Kyle Trask, or at least win snaps from him and hopefully try to keep him happy. Because
I don't expect Emory to transfer before fall at all, if that's something that he's going to entertain. I expect him to compete for the job in spring. He believes in his ability. I don't expect him to run from anything. But, I mean, if the same usage runs until fall next year, then you run into that problem. And then you run into some question marks about the quarterbacks that have been brought in and not been developed. I mean, all even right. If they came on and left, that'd be two. You brought two quarterbacks in, Jalen Jones and Emory. They both are gone. Things get a little weird. But enough quarterback talk. That'll work itself out. I don't think that's the biggest issue on the team. I just think we could get more dynamic and go beat teams, not just march down the field methodically. So the biggest issue I think the offensive line came to play some better ball last night. They didn't play perfect, but the run game got off. Kyle had time to pass the ball. Our safety play is horrific. I'm trying to stay mellow, bro. I'm like 4 espressos deep, and I'm trying to keep a calm head. But the safety play is horrific, bro, man.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, I mean, what do we do? I don't even know where we go from here right now, man, because we got to come over and hit somebody, man. It's just all this passive play we doing back there, man. We just got to – man, we was too passive all year. You know, we had to tolerate it, you know what I'm saying? Because it really didn't kill us too bad until it killed us, you know what I'm saying? Until the 2 games that we lost. But we just got to get better there.
Yeah, I don't even think just come up and hitting, bro. Like, the ball's in the air.
Ball in the air, you got to go get it.
Bryce throwing lollipops. Man, you beat me to it. Man. He throwing up some garbage, and we're not making no play on the ball. It's the last game of the season. We had this problem in the first game of the season. Now it's the last, and you're still having the same issues at the safety position. We got to figure out safety. I don't know if it's English. I don't know if it's players, but it's getting annoying watching our safety play like this, man. It's just not good football.
To me, it looked like a lot of just – I don't know if it's coaching. I don't know if it's retaining. I don't know if it's just the speed of the game. I don't know if it was time off, but there was a lot of plays, you know, in the safety position that I was just curious about. You know, the play where I think is where Dean got beat, you know, over the top, the ball's in the air, Trey Dean's trying to keep up with the receiver and 29's running towards the quarterback as the ball's in the air. Like, it just, he wasn't making a play on the ball. I just didn't exactly know what was going on. There was, you know, some busted coverage on that one play at the end of the third quarter where Ventrell Miller had to run him down. There was just a lot of really weird, careless mistakes that at this point in the season, you can't do. We didn't have great safety play last year outside of Chauncey Gardner, who was, you know, more of the star. You know, we haven't seen a lot of progression in some of these guys. You know, I thought Tua was going to have a great year when he came back. He struggled this year. You know, 31 was a big hitter, but, you know, he had some missed pieces. So I don't even know where, and I mean this with all due respect to each one of these guys, I don't know where the future lies with the guys that are on campus at that position that played this year. I think you really have to look at the guys that are recruited as really guys that are going to probably have to play early and play often. And, you know, if that doesn't get a guy like Avante Williams interested in playing time, then, you know, nothing will.
Yeah, man, shout out to Kyrie Elam. Five is going to be a problem. He's going to be a dog. He's a professional. The way he plays the position, sure. The way he moves off the field, on the field, he's about business, man. It was a little down that C.J. Henderson was sitting out to prepare for the combine, but it's a blessing in disguise. We got to see Five showcase himself out there on the outside. And I'm a part of the Wilson Hive, and I love these guys. But Five's the best corner we have on this team, man. I don't care how old he is. I'm just going out on the limb and say that.
Absolutely not. And I want to give a shout out to Chester Kimbrough also. He really came to play yesterday.
Absolutely.
As well, guys, a bunch of swag. I'm excited to see both of their futures. You know, I think Marco Wilson will probably be back next year. So I'm excited about what that team looks like with the addition of some of these recruits as well. So I should be a good position for next year. We're going to miss CJ Henderson, but man, I'm excited about 5 and 25.
Do we have any idea what was up with Kadarius Toney yesterday? This is a lot of people asking a lot of questions about if he's declaring, what's going on. He sat a lot. I mean, he played a little bit, but he sat a lot, and we didn't see much of him. He had a rap show last night. Did he make it to the rap show? I'm not sure.
I didn't see any pictures or videos. I'm hoping to get something.
If he didn't make the rap video, I was going to go, but the game didn't go. Is exciting. I thought it was, and I couldn't get out of that parking lot in time. I figured like the Joker was gonna beat me there and get it over with, man. So I gotta get some. I haven't asked around to see what was up with that. I gotta figure out what's going on with Kadarius Toney. Is he declaring? What's his mindset at? It's just been like a little iffy with him. But let's get some callers on too.
Has Toney graduated yet? Or
come on, bro.
I don't know. Well, this is fourth year, right? So I don't know.
We gotta speed up the studio in the standalone.
You know, I'm just curious, right? I mean, like, I wonder if it's one of those situations where he tries, you know, declares, he's that question mark of like why, but he goes, gives it a shot, probably won't work out, but like maybe it's just time to move on.
It's bad advice. I don't know who's giving him the advice to go pro, but I think it's bad advice. That's my opinion.
These guys need to just reevaluate everything and just hopefully they make the right decision. It's not my decision, so I can't make it for them. I just hope they make the best one for them and their family. But a lot of these guys, man, need to stick around and just, you know, like I say, reevaluate.
You would think him being friends with LaMichael P. Ryan, watching him like come back and try to make some money. And LaMichael was productive his entire time at University of Florida. And he came back to try to up his stock a little bit. And he's a solid running back. Kadarius Toney is nowhere near a solid receiver at all. I think he's come back, learn how to run the route tree, show that he can do more than the jet sweep here and there, and go north and south when he does do those, man. Let's get some callers on you. Hang out. Should be interesting. Let's watch Florida State get a 23-yard field goal or some nonsense block. I don't even know how that's possible. Like, the kick never had a chance.
Bro, that's it. Like, the dude block outside and let the dude closest to the ball free.
Hello? Yo, it's Stadium Miguel, man. Yo. What's going on with you?
Well, what's up, man?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, man?
Corey, you see my mentions, man? Been in the trenches taking grenades all day since last night.
I know how it go, bro. You know what I'm saying? I live with the grenades in my mentions. Yeah, what's on your mind, dog? We vibing. What's on your mind, bro?
Not shit. Just wondering if we're going to have a mobile quarterback next year.
We have one. We got to figure out his usage. You know, I don't think we could go to the point of just saying we need to bench Kyle Trask. Like, he's productive. He moves the sticks. I think we need to figure out five uses. Dan Mullen has used more than one quarterback. It's just he hasn't figured out the rhythm of these two. It's just been awkward. But we got to figure out five for us to make that next leap.
That's the biggest thing, though. Like, this whole year has just been clunky and nothing's ever been – it's never been smooth. And
you want to know when it was smooth? When Kyle went down, he had to play him. That's when it was smooth.
Exactly. That's
what you know, like he had a whole series and drove us down the field. It looked smooth when he had no choice but to play him.
Exactly. Every time he's gotten a significant amount of snaps, he's done well. That's what's always blown my mind this year, that we haven't actually given him anything significant. Every time he comes in, it's like at play, he runs it, and then he comes out. Like, no matter what, it's just, I don't know. It's weird.
I think quarterback will work himself out this year. I'm not going to stress it. I don't think anybody should argue about that all offseason. I think it'll work itself out, and they'll figure out what Emory's good at, what they can do, and scheme around it. I think our safety play got to get figured out, bro.
That one clip of the two safeties coming and just whiffing, and them there colliding into each other last night, like, that was
– it's bad.
It's just bad.
What's crazy is that it wasn't just yesterday. It's been all season, right? It's
all season, better. Man. Yeah.
Man, shout out to Juwan Taylor. I don't like to question anybody's manhood in this game because it's a physical game. But that last, towards the end of the game, he just slid in front of that dude and at the goal line. Bro, this is football, man.
Hadn't he been nursing an injury all year, though?
He's been nursing an injury his whole career.
His entire career.
Yeah.
I think he's been hurt since high school, actually. So
he's scared to use a shoulder. You could just call it what it is. He's scared to put that thing in contact and make something happen. I wanted us to win by the spread last night, bro, and I think we kind of folded towards the end. Everybody's ready to celebrate a little bit. And Virginia was wanting to play until the whistle blew. Until the game was over, they was going to play hard-fought football, and that's what we got to get mentally.
They played well, too. They surprised the hell out of me. They played pretty well.
Who surprised you?
Is Todd going to be there next year?
I don't think Virginia surprised
you. Their wide receivers look good. It's like they didn't drop a ball.
I don't think their wide receivers that good. Our safeties wouldn't make a freaking play on the ball, bro.
Yeah. That might be it, too. But
Bryce Perkins is annoying, but it's a decent team. We should have blew them out. I just think they came. That was Virginia Super Bowl. They trying to prove something last night, and they hung around and caused us more headache than I thought it would be.
Well, we let them, too, and that's nothing. The second half scored this year. Like, Florida State, we scored, 10 second half points, something like that? We should have hung, a 50-piece on them people. And same thing last night. I think we should have. We should have been at least close to in the 40s.
But yeah, we should have been. We could have hit 40 on the one. I don't want to keep dissecting each play. I like to dissect each play, man. Hey, we appreciate you for coming on and hanging out with us, man. We're going to breeze through these calls.
All right, y'all.
Yeah, all right, man. Hold it down. Man.
All right,
happy New Year.
What's your favorite play of the game, Dan?
Probably the first LaMichael Pirine touchdown when he hit the hole and went, 53, 55 yards, however long it was.
Yeah, I would have got me a drink from the bar.
I think for me, it just wasn't what I was expecting, right? We haven't seen runs like that all season. So to happen so quick, and that's when I thought we were going to boat race him. I thought that Florida was going to win by, 50 points, because then they forced Virginia to punt quickly and then we got the ball. And we had that stupid turnover, but that was probably my favorite play of the game, just because I'm happy for LaMichael Pirine. So what about you, Black?
Edom's interception. We showed a lot of athleticism.
Yo,
Nashville.
What's up, fellas? It's Getter Mike checking in from the 615.
Mike, what's going on, baby?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Hey, I'm just vibing today. We got the W. Like we said, I love Dan's post-game speech, with the celebration. We're from 10 to 11. Now we got to go from 11 to 12, possibly 13. You know what I mean?
Absolute 13. Playoffs. Well, yeah. I like all that talk. The schedule, Mike, the schedule set up, bro. That's why I'm so, eager to get better at certain positions, because our schedule set up for a run next year. We need to come ready to play some football, bro, because we went through a gauntlet this year. Next year, it's a cakewalk a little bit. We just got to get better, because there's more film out on our quarterback. There's more film on what we want to do every play. Teams going to be sitting in those slant windows, as we've seen last night. So we got to improve, because the schedule set up that. Enough of me. What's on your mind?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing. Let's talk about the game real quick first. To me, I was like you, Corey. I felt like that they were kind of you know, just out there doing it around, you know, we go down, we score. I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. And then it's like, even defensively, like, I mean, I don't know if it was the play of the players or what Grantham was calling, but man, I felt bad for Black. I'm like, man, that safety play last night. Like the first one I noticed was on that Trey Dean play, right? I mean, Trey Dean has had his lapses this year. But I went back and rewatched that play, and Juwan Taylor's like standing there, let the dude run by him with Trey Dean chasing him. You know, and then Sean Davis too, you know, it didn't look like he was really like himself last night, you know, making those big plays, jumping routes and stuff. About the only one that looked like he came to play on the defensive side, really. Obviously, Grenard was doing well playing through injury and kept, you know, getting taped up and coming back out on the field, which you love to see instead of him just hanging it up. But Kair Elam is going to be a dog, man. I'm telling you, he looked great. But, you know, even Trask, you know, I mean, it didn't look like, Dan, he was stepping into his throws. You know, it looked like he was kind of, you know, playing not to lose, I guess, was the best way I could describe it. But like you said, Silk, I mean, they were sitting on those routes. The linebackers were getting their hands up on those slants and everything. But, you know, I'm just glad we pulled out the W, because when they scored late, I'm like, watch them get the onside kick. And then, you know, I'm like you, we should have put a 40-burger on them guys and at least won by two scores.
Yeah, we were a better team. We got better athletes. It just, like, I don't think we was dialed in. I think we knew we was a better team. We kind of just coped it to a win. And we just got to the next level, bro. A lot of teams do not come to these bowl games dialed in. They're a little let down. But I don't think that was our case, like, as far as a letdown. I think we've been knew we wasn't in the playoffs. So, I thought we should come out and smoke them like we did Michigan last year. We went into the offseason with a lot of energy and hype. Yeah, man. So that's what I was kind of hoping for. We still took care of business and won the game, so I can't be mad at it.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. You know what? I'll take a win at all just to get us to that 11 wins. You know, 2 years in a row, two New Year's Eve 6 bowl wins. You know, I'll take that every day and even on Sunday. You know what I mean? And then recruiting, I was listening to your last pod this morning driving around. And Dan, out with you. It's like, you know, if the Braun and the McDaniel thing happen on signing day, it's at least, you know, it's not as big as a shock. I mean, I think the only positive I take out of it, like you all said, we still had an A class, right? But you got to win those, you know, when we're competing with our main rivals. But
well, I'm gonna tell you what, man. I don't mean to cut you off, Mike, but I am cutting you off. If they, I don't mean to, but I just wanted, because I criticize a lot, so I'm gonna give my flowers. If we land Xavier Henderson, which is the smoke out there right now, Billy G's good. Frazier's killing it at these camps. I think our wide receiver class is excellent, especially if Manuel gets in. I think
And if Justin Shorter comes in too.
Yeah, I think we're trading receiver room. Yeah. So there's still time, and Avante Williams joins the safety class. I think that's elite. I could live with not having an elite running back this class. Everything else we hit on, like we may hit on in February. So we'll see.
I agree. I mean, and that's the thing too, real quickly, and then I'll let you get to some other callers. But you know, on the recruiting thing, that's the thing I like, is it's like, you know what? At least we didn't lose anybody, right? Like nobody got flipped from our class. Like you brought up, Dan, give them credit for hanging on to those guys, especially Dexter. You know, once, you know, he's a dog, man. And it's like, you know, everybody was barking in his ear and everything, and he stayed true. But I'm like you, Silk, if we can get Henderson, would be huge. Obviously, Gibbs, if we can get him. Avante Williams would be great to the class. But and real quickly, Dan, is Shorter – now, he's not a grad transfer. He's just in the transfer portal, right? So he'd have to have a waiver to play right away. Is that right?
Yeah, he'd have to have a waiver to play right away, is my understanding. And now,
yeah, they expect him to sit out a year.
Yeah, but who knows? Okay. You know? Tate Martell got right away, so who knows?
Yeah, I mean,
and Chris Steele twice.
Yeah, that's wild. I don't even know. Like, I'm glad he did get waived. His waiver went through. Man, we got to see him get toasted up a little bit. But yeah, you just don't know with these waivers. But if they had a coaching change or something, I don't know what type of locker room issues they have. It just depends. But from our side, they're expecting him to have to sit out a year. And that's fine.
Yep.
With Grimes coming back, we're good. Yeah,
I agree. Well, listen, fellas, you know I love the pod, and I just want to get in on here, but I hope y'all have a happy new year, and I'll be dialed in. And, you know, after we get into through spring ball, let's get that Vandy game on the schedule.
Absolutely. Oh, you already know I'm pulling up the Vandy, man. That's on my bucket list. Y'all keep hyping it up. Too many people are telling me I got to get on the rooftop, so I'm with it.
That's right. Hey, Dan, you should be here tonight real quickly. We got, you know, Keith Urban's playing our New Year's Eve bash, but they just announced Stevie Nicks is making an appearance.
I book a flight now.
I cannot even begin to tell you how happy I am.
Books and all.
Let me. Hey, Mike, I'll be up there a couple times in Q1. I'll hit you up when I'm up there, and we may grab a beer or something.
Yeah, definitely, it'd be great. Well, listen, fellas, have a good one. Always great to talk to you, and I'll be listening in. And go Gators, all right?
Absolutely. Go Gators, baby.
Go Gators.
Mike, a friend of the show, man. Hey, Mark, hey, get Mark's and Mike's. We gotta send Mike a friend of the show shirt. Sage McGill, yeah. Bro. We gotta start taking care of the good guests.
Mike's good a good fans. Guy. Yeah. It's dude, that Nashville trip next year will be great. We'll get you guys up there, and we're gonna have a honky tonking good time up there. I'm excited.
Bring some boots. I'm gonna buy me some boots. I'm coming.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, get your belt buckle, man. Get your hat.
Yeah, I'm trying to do all of it. Dan, when in Rome. You're gonna take me get a country makeover, baby. I'm with it.
That's right. Oh my gosh. I mean, Mike makes good points. I mean, we were talking about it. You know, like you just said, Silk, you know, Florida, all of a sudden they land a Henderson. You know, that recruiting class looks a hell of a lot better. Now you're talking about those game changers, and then after this, you know, Under Armour game, and is the Army All-American game still a thing? I don't know, but the Under Armour game,
you know,
with some of these guys getting, you know, some bumps, hopefully Gervin Dexter gets that illustrious fifth star, but, you know, the class isn't bad. You know, when we talked about it last episode, I know we got a caller to wrap up here real quick. There's a lot of people that reached out to me to say, hey, you guys were very negative on the recruiting side of things. And we weren't trying to be negative at all. And it's a big shout out to my buddy Dave that listened. We're not negative on them at all. We're just pointing out at this point where Florida's at and where their class is compared to the talent that needs to be brought in to go from being, you know, fifth, you know, to eighth in the country to, you know, number one, number two, number three, are landing these big guys that they just are missing out on. So that's all we're saying. You know, big shout out to, you know, to these guys, especially if they're able to land your Williams and your Henderson and those kind of guys. So Andre.
Oh, definitely, man. But we like, I just like the brand. It's radio, bro. You gotta have some yin and yang, some devil's advocate going on. You gotta speak on both sides. We can't give them all roses.
Absolutely. Andres, what's going on, bro?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Oh, we hanging out, bro. I didn't know we had a call on. Hey. I'm kind of watching this Florida State shenanigans.
Yeah, me too. You're good. You're good at doing the rolling all linemen out of nowhere. Getting two all linemen just blocking is ridiculous.
Yes, complete. It's a real shit show, but Norvell's going to figure it out. They got to figure it out. What's on your mind, dog?
Nothing much, man. 5-6-1 in here, man.
Oh, really?
This is the dude from the outlets, man.
Oh, what's up, bro? What's up, man? I was fresh out of the hospital, man. You're supposed to be out on the streets. I ran into my man at the outlets. I'm in Express trying to just grab me a little shirt real quick. For something I had a banquet, my daughter's banquet or something, man. I had my shades on, my hat, just like looking a mess, real. I'm like, this dude's staring at me. I'm like, man, I bet this motherfucker listened to the roll up.
It's all good.
What's up, man?
Good, man. Just watching the shenanigans from Florida State. It's crazy. Boys doing some crazy stuff in there, bro.
Yeah, fuck Florida State. I don't like to curse a lot on this show, but forget Florida State. Yeah, it's sounding real good for him, though. I talked to the man, Steve Wiltfong, behind the scenes, and he's confirmed with some people. Usually when Wiltfong's confirming, he told me he had a couple more sources confirmed before he got back with me, but usually when he confirms, the source is the kid. So if Wiltfong is dropping crystal balls, we're in good space.
It came out of nowhere. He dropped the ball randomly. Just out of the middle of nowhere on like a Monday afternoon. What's today? Like a Sunday afternoon, whatever it was. Crazy.
Yeah, just from speaking to people around the kid, he loves UF. It was never about like that. But you look at Clemson's track record with putting receivers in the league, you're going to pause a little bit to try to and make that decision. What opened the door for us was Clemson's wide receiver coach getting that head coaching job at USF. So, I mean, blessings come. Mm-hmm. You got to accept them and run with them, baby.
Yeah, you got to take them, yep.
Man, I don't care. I don't care if he's a legacy. I don't care if he's other coach. As long as he's on my campus, I don't really care.
And that legacy thing is a little overblown when it comes to, like, brothers. Absolutely. Yeah. I think when it's father-son is a little different, but with brothers, I think that's the legacy. Like, legacy what? Like, my older brother went dead on me. Like, they don't give him an up on me. And I don't think that's what landed him. I think just being around the family atmosphere, him just feeling UF. Mm-hmm. And then, like he said in his interview with 247, 10 years from now, where do I want to go back and be? Like, forget football. If I'm going to be living, he's living in the state of Florida. There's no better logo, baby. I mean, Clemson is fun, but are you living in South Carolina?
This may be off top, and y'all boys probably went over this, but what's going on with Emory? You think he dipping after this season, or you think he's staying?
Nah, man. Emory not going nowhere right now, bro. If Emory leave right now, he ain't who I think he is, if he leaves right now.
But this is the thing I have about Emory. Emory's not going to be able to graduate before he can transfer. So no matter wherever he goes, he's going to have to sit out a year, most likely.
I don't know if we know that. I don't know if we know that either.
Yeah, well, I mean, mate, I don't know. I mean, I'm speaking, in big generalities here, that if he were to transfer and have to sit out a year, he doesn't necessarily put himself in a better position than where he'd be. The only reason he would potentially transfer, in my opinion, not talking to anybody, just kind of, pontificating on this Tuesday afternoon, is if he feels like he was lied to or was never given an opportunity to excel. That's the only reason where I could see him, transferring. I do think that he plays more next year, and I do think that he gets, more opportunity given to him unless he doesn't earn it. And that's the only thing. And that's what I always say with the caveat of Emory, is like, I want to see Emory, and it looks like he's, when he ran the offense, when Trask went down for a little while, that he looked competent doing so. And I wish he had a few more opportunities to run the ball. He also has to continue to earn those opportunities. And so as long as he does that, I think we're going to see him more next year.
They gotta let him throw the ball a little bit more, man. They gotta open it up a little bit more in the passing game. That's all. I mean, nothing. We're not gonna blow the doors open, but give him a little bit more, leeway with throwing the ball a little bit, making a couple of reads.
Yeah, I hear that. But let's speak hypothetically on the transfer. Just if you say Georgia Tech is the school he wants to go to. He's from Georgia, and hypothetically, somebody in his family's sick. Waiver. It's just that simple. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's how we got drive. Right?
Yeah, it's just how it goes, man. So you just don't know about that. But I don't think, who I think Emory is, I think Emory's a competitor. I think he's going to show up spring, try to win the job. No matter what people think, as far as it being Cal's job, I think he's still going to show up to try to win it. And we'll see what happens in the fall with his usage. But I don't expect him to leave before next season, no.
So you think it's one Trask, two Emory?
I think it has to be.
Yeah. Until he wins the job or something else happens, like why else would we just give him the job right now? He has to win the job. And, like, people are just saying start him. I don't think you could just do that. You got to win the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just hoping yesterday that we saw more of him.
Yeah, you got to see more of him. That's it.
I'll tell you this, though, and this is completely off topic, but I just read it, that Jamie Newman, who's the quarterback from Wake Forest, he's transferring. If for whatever reason something happens with Trask, or not with Trask, with Jones, that's a guy that I wouldn't mind Florida getting. But anyway, we'll move on. Keep it moving.
Last question, real quick. You think we get in the Penn State wide receiver?
I don't think. Yeah, I think it's pretty much
it. Yeah, I don't think
Gainesville is just not on the way anywhere. So if you pop up in Gainesville when nobody's in town, I think it's kind of just done, bro.
Yeah,
I think they
heard
gotten
on a podcast that Adam Schuler, one other guy, did the same thing. Came in town when there was no staff there. So
yeah, he's apartment shop.
Schuler would do. Yeah, there's no reason to be in Gainesville on December 26th.
Yeah, I mean, Schuler could have been casing the joint. You talking about him? I don't know.
Big shout out to Adam Schuler.
Absolutely, I wish he could use. Grenard 6 year, man. Appreciate you for hanging out with us, bro.
Absolutely, Andre.
Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, all right, happy New Year.
You as well.
5-6-1, baby. We out you. I gotta do the 5-6-1 shout out before you get out of here, Yay. Who's that? Ice Cube?
Yay.
Oh, man. Hey, Silk, we got any more ads to read for some bills to pay before the next one comes on?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Gator Kicks for all your Gator needs, custom Gator shoes. GatorKicks.com, Gator Kicks on Instagram, Gator Kicks on Twitter. They got the Ahmad Legendary gear. They got the Brandon Spice Legendary gear. Hit them boys up, man.
We run the state shirts, all the shorts, all of it.
Yeah, I was trying to find mine before the game yesterday, bro. I had a rough morning yesterday trying to get down to the Orange Bowl. But I couldn't find that shirt. I was trying to find that shirt. It's somewhere in my laundry. I should have saved it for yesterday, but I got a little anxious and worried already. Got me better decisions.
Black, did you go to the game yesterday or no?
Nah, man. I wasn't able to, so I caught it on my couch, man. Me and the wife, we sat up and watched it. My daughter fell asleep, so just hung out.
Stadium and Gale.
What up, Stadium and Gale?
Chance. What's up, y'all?
What's up, bud?
What's up?
Hey. Them are fucking oranges, bro.
Them is our motherfucking oranges. That's a
them
fact.
Them are oranges, bro.
According to Slade, yeah, the motherfucker was seedless.
Yeah.
Woo.
They were seedless, according to Slade.
Damn, I hope they were cold too, man.
Do you think they gave him some free sun in the locker room?
Yeah.
Jokes.
Hey, Virginia don't even have oranges, bro.
Not even they don't even stores?
I called the Publix. They were like, man, we don't even got no fucking oranges. They got to bring us back. And I was like, nah, man. And then they show up in our state rocking orange jerseys. I'm pretty sure we made them take them shits off and leave them on the way out. They just got charter passed when they left, bro.
I like your energy, bro. You brighten this place up, man. I like
it. I'm telling you.
I try my best, bro.
I love it.
What's your favorite play last night, dog?
It had to be that play that P. Ryan didn't score on.
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a great run. I felt like he scored. I don't know. I guess he did, and I saw his foot go out of bounds. But it was something about watching him play last night. Is like, because the whole preseason, I swear to God, I lied to everybody trying to tell him, everybody, that he was the best running back in the country. But
you ain't lying, bro.
Let me down, bro.
You ain't lying, dog.
My line laid down.
Yeah, we lied about our O-line. That's it. We ain't lied about the running back, bro. He's a real deal.
Yeah, he upped his stock for real, bro.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, man.
It was just something last night. It just turned up. My bad.
You good. I like this energy, bro. Like me and Ahmad was texting. We already said we was texting the entire time, bro. His hair was on fire. He was on a mission last night, bro. He ran for a purpose. I think he did all season. But last night, and shout out to our O-line. Let's get them boys props. They gave him room to get busy last night. And when he got in space, he did what he do.
Hell yeah, man.
Let me ask you this, though.
He caught him one. Didn't he catch him one?
Yeah, man. He lined up out wide and gave somebody the whole clip. They gave him a little standstill. Yeah. He made this one guy missing guy in the end zone. That was a good play call as well.
And he put a lot on film, man. We let those two balls go over our head for 14 points, though. Man.
Yeah. That's why I got a question for you. I got a question for you. That was my next question. What's your favorite safety play last night?
I think Sean Davis came down and made a crack one time, but I didn't see a lot, man. Oh, you know what? I mean, he's not really technically a safety, but he's a defensive back, man. Kyrie Irwin played his ass off all night.
Beautiful, bro. We've been talking about that as well, man. He's just in a position. He plays the game technically sound. Like, his footwork's right. Rarely out of position. Getting off blocks to make tackles.
Yeah, man. He plays like fearless. He's fearless, you know? Like when I used to watch Ahmad play, bro, he just flew. You know what I mean? It was all gas. You just flew
on
the field. That's
how Ahmad had a little target glare, bro. Yeah, a lot of people ain't that crazy to run reckless into like people.
Yeah,
different.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You either got it or you don't, bro. Everybody's not signing up for that.
You ain't teaching nobody that, but that's for sure.
Yeah, sign up to be a crash dummy, bro.
But yeah, man, listen, man, all these Gator fans bitching about anything, thinking Dan Mullen needs to do anything, got to shut up, man. Let that man work. Let him cook. Let him laugh, say his corny shit, and go out there and beat people down, bro. That's what we're going to do, bro.
He got to do a few things.
Yeah. Man, I'm not going to tell the man what to do.
No, he's smarter than me, definitely. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the best quarterback coaches in America, bro. But I think,
I had a question. It was, did y'all feel like, man, I'm sorry, my voice is all the way out right now. But did y'all feel like, Trav kind of was a little limp arm out there? You know what I mean? Kind of like, I'm not mad at him, man. I think he made some good throws, but he also had some throws should have been picked and did get one pick, and it was just kind of Luke Del Rio-ish, bro. I mean, I'm not hating. I'm not comparing him to him. This is what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it just didn't look like there was no zip on some of those balls.
I think so. I don't like even the one where he threw at the end. I thought should have been a touchdown to Grimes. He underthrew. That wasn't even a deep ball. I think he just pulled a string on it, trying to put some touch on it. He's just got to going vertical in this passing game, dog. It's 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You see what LSU and them teams is doing, bro. They're going
I don't know how they do it, too. They just go at will. They're fucking shooting into this nothing, and they're hitting everything.
I don't know. Trask didn't have a great game yesterday. He put it together a little bit more towards the middle and end of the game. But, you know, he didn't look into it. It seemed like he was starting off his back foot quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got a
little. Does that a lot anyway.
Yeah, but I don't know if he got a little rattled.
His second read always seems iffy.
Yeah. You know, we'll see now. You know, but now he's going to be taking those, you know, number one, you know, snaps, you know, all spring and then, you know, all fall for the most part. You know, so, you know, we'll see what he can potentially amount into, you know, with another offseason at that one spot. So,
I'm kind of glad Grimes did drop that ball, man, because the NFL team saw that. Maybe he'll be back next year. I don't know.
No, that wasn't going to change anything. I want Grimes to get that six every time, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I was trying to look at the positive, but I was like, you know what? Maybe he can't lead now.
Yeah, it was like weird people saying they're glad Marco gave him a catch because he's coming back now. Like,
I don't like when my defense gives up anything. I don't want defense to give up nothing. Even when Grenard wasn't giving up nothing, bro. That man, I don't know what he was hurt about, but when he came back, he didn't look like he was very hurt to me, bro. I don't know if he's just playing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna miss him, bro.
Yeah, but dude, limp off the field, like his whole like leg about to fall off, and then come in there, and be in the backfield before they hike it. Like, damn, I'm like, what is that?
How do you even do that? Did they shoot you with some cortisone and tell you that shit on fire, bro?
Do the beast stuff, like
I used to do that when I first started playing DB, and then I used to get burnt. I used to always fake pull something.
I can definitely see that.
But I don't think that's what Grenard was doing, but yeah.
I've seen it before, bro. Vernon Hargraves did it before. I watched him, bro.
Yeah, that's how you know the great ones, bro.
Man, boy, Paul.
I didn't get beat, I was hurt.
The boy playing like Paul Pierce out there.
One of my favorite things that Virginia did.
Paul Pierce dutied himself, bro.
One of my favorite things that Virginia did, and I would absolutely do this if I was a college DB. Is any time a ball was either overthrown, underthrown, not caught for whatever reason, every DB in Virginia's backfield would wave their hands like this is like a no-fly zone.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
every single play. I think
that's like a generational thing, I think, now. Like, these, like, come on, bro. Like, y'all not even doing that. Like, the
bro, Duke Dawson would do that shit all the time, dude.
Hey, you gotta give Mendenhall props too, though, because I mean, we always scream, everybody want man coverage, but they found our man coverage every time. We just lucky that Bryce Perkins is inaccurate as hell, but they was finding one on one matchups and torching us. They just wasn't hitting on him.
Bryce did a great job of being able to, like, where the blitz was coming from, he moved the opposite way every time. And that's what saved a lot of plays. Those fucking touchdowns that he threw, at least, it was him buying some times and us missing on some sacks, which I don't blame nobody. He's a hard dude to tackle, you know what I mean? But his quarterback is better than I think a lot of us really thought he was.
Absolutely, man. We got to get to some more callers, dog. Appreciate you. What's your name, dog?
Chance, bro, the white DB.
The white DB.
Oh
man,
this is awkward.
Nah, man, you gotta get these dinosaurs, man. There's very few of these guys.
Question though. I saw somebody tweet the other day. They said, when was the last time Florida had a white safety?
Man, wasn't his name Johnson, like Fred?
Todd Johnson.
Yeah, Todd Johnson. Bro, he used to fuck people up, bro.
Yeah. And if you do find your white safety, they fucking shit up. He ain't out there picking nothing. Like
Todd Johnson's got some picks now in his highlight films. You know, I think there's a lot of fucking picks.
Hey, man, DBs matter, bro.
I gotta fucking go. All right, but what?
White DBs matter, bro.
I'm gonna get you a shirt, bro. I'm gonna fucking make you a shirt.
Yeah, God, appreciate it. I'm gonna wear that bitch, too. Send it to
White DBs matter. White DBs matter.
All right, y'all.
All right, man. Hold it down. Some good callers today, man.
For sure. A lot of energy.
Todd Johnson. Dude, he was good. He was underrated, man. Trying to remember any of the other white DBs. What, Tony Lilly back in the day?
I don't remember any of the UF white DBs, bro. I just remember Todd Johnson.
There's some walk-ons. Hey, was there any walk-ons when you were there?
They should put Roddy Cooper back there. Yeah. They got off.
It was some walk-ons. Roddy Cooper?
Was a walk-on.
I think Roddy Cooper would have got off back there. He was paused. He was athletic as hell.
Yeah.
DB's not for everybody, bro. I said it. Like, the joke is funny.
No, you got to come up. You got to come up and hit something. I'm telling you, bro. Even when you don't want to, you have to.
Ain't he just that?
What's happening? Gator headquarters. What's happening? Gator headquarters. Check it in. What's happening? D Money. What's happening? AB. What's happening? Silk.
Yo, I'm vibing, bro. You already know what time it is with me, man. Just chilling, enjoying New Year's Eve. The weather's beautiful. What about you?
Yeah, I'm hanging, man. I'm low-key kind of pissed about last night. I felt like we played mediocre. We was in a dogfight with fucking Virginia, bro.
Yeah, man. It was their Super Bowl, and we came just to cruise to 11 wins. That's what it felt like.
Literally, I felt like we was hanging on the beach too long all week. But no, but I feel like I'm low-key happy McWayne guys getting the hell up out of there. On defense, man, they killed us. 13 and fucking 29 was a liability all night, man. 21-2.
Whew.
AB, how you feel, man? Like, I know you're the defensive guru. You know. How you felt, looked out there?
We just got to make sure. Like, I don't understand how the ball would keep getting behind us, bro. Like, we.
What? That's where we started, bro.
You don't let the ball get behind you, but you know that's the starting point. We gotta stop letting the ball get behind us. We gotta get some people in there like Silk, you know, harping on that one, like, we need, that tackle. You know what I'm saying?
Them boys don't got the dog in them like Five got, man. Five got the dog in them. We need people. We need like Fives all around the field. I feel like we're just half-assing, like we need dogs, man. I feel like this class coming in is gonna either make us or break us. It's either college football playoffs next season, this season coming up, or nothing.
That's a hard take.
I think we gotta be honest here, fellas. We gotta be honest. I don't think next year
is not a playoff or bust situation at all. I think the schedule set up for us to make the playoffs. But like us saying this class right here is where it's at. Those guys are not gonna come in ready to like make a difference year one. You have one or two. I think when this class is sophomore, I'm looking at four. I'm ready.
Oh yeah, okay. You can say that, man. How y'all feel about, man? Trash look terrible. I'm just being honest, man. And Emory, like Five,
terrible?
I feel terrible, bro.
Huh? Not terrible.
But I'm saying from like, bro, the defense is like the defense look different when Five's in there. Like we could run the ball. It's like everything works like smoother. If you guys like, sometimes I don't know, man.
No. All these quarterbacks gonna have their hiccups. I think we gotta figure out Five for the offense to get to that next level, and both quarterbacks need to.
It's like, but I feel bad for the kid because, like, it's like, It's like, come on, like, could he at least, he could throw the ball at least like three, like, give him a drive at least, man. I'm tired of taking him out. Like, hey, I wouldn't even be surprised if he transferred at this point, to be honest.
I'll be surprised.
Bro, we was in a dogfight. I was in a dogfight with Virginia. Bro, I lost 500 last night, man. I'm thinking we're going to cover 15 points, man. Okay, let's cover 15 points.
Rule number one, don't ever bet on your own team.
Or on a bowl game.
No, come on. Is Virginia Capital, Orange Bowl, Capital One at the crib? Come on. It was in our favor. It's our favor, baby.
A lot of teams do not show up to play these bowl games. Yeah. You just look at it traditionally. Right, like a lot of these kids just come in, they got gifts, they're on vacation in Miami. We came to play football, but we didn't come like it was our Super Bowl. We won the game, so it is what it is, bro. I wanted a better showing, definitely. I'm with you on that, Tip.
I feel like it was kind of half-assed. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Guys. But I'm looking kind of happy. McElwain, like, half of his guys getting the hell up out of there, bro. And I feel like this offseason, I really feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like every position should be up for grab. Nobody should have a guaranteed start position, except like two or three guys. That obviously played. That came to play last night with the dog in him.
Yeah,
maybe. I think there's a lot of people that played pretty well last night and all year. They're going to probably keep their spots. I do want to give a shout out. There's a guy that we haven't talked much about this season, but played well yesterday and has really improved this year. And I'll give a shout out to our boy Terrell Slayton, man. He really, really stepped up, you know, towards the end of the season.
Oh, yeah,
David Turner really started to
do some work. In the trenches, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Man, how do you guys feel? I felt like, man, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think we need to do with 21-13 on the defensive side? Like, they just be looking lost out there sometimes, man. Like, damn.
It's interesting next year. I mean, we don't, that backfield is completely up for grabs next year. You know, 21-13. Is two coming back?
Man.
You guys
two, two is holding on to that LSU player. We been forgot about that shit, man.
Yeah.
It's a new year, new decade. He need to step up. Step up or go home or hit the transfer portal. We need dogs to come play, man.
Yeah. There's gotta be some this offseason.
And if we want to beat LSU, if we want to beat Georgia, we have to like have that dog mentality. Nobody's scoring on us. Nobody. You're just not better than us. And I feel like half of the guys don't have that dog in them. Like Amon, when Amon them won the championship, the BCS championship. Like everybody on that defense was dogs, man. We don't have. And you can just look at like how like some of this gear, they just how fast now. It's like they're lollygagging, bro. 29-13. I feel like them the worst safeties in this decade, bro. I'm not even trying to bash them, but it's just like they're just not Florida. Like they're just not playing to the Florida like expectation. Like they're not playing to the Gator standard, if that's what you want to say.
Well, give credit to where credit's due. We're gonna wrap this up, but give credit where credit's due. You know, this is the team.
That credit's due.
What he's been able to make. So.
Yeah, I'm happy we won, but I just feel like this off season is gonna be like the biggest off season for Dan Mullen. It's like I don't know, bro. I don't even know what to expect. I just feel like it's about to be major.
We gotta get some more callers and whatnot, dog. But everything like it's not like you could criticize and not be frantic. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think that we should shut the program down as wilding like that. I think we're fine.
No.
Work out. But our safety play does have to get better. They got it. Like, them guys not playing. I mean,
that's our liability right now. Literally, last night they were just attacking to the 13 and 29 and 2, like literally all night long.
I want to talk all day, but we got to get to our New Year's Eve shenanigans, bro. So we try to get through the calls, dog. I appreciate you, bro.
All right. All right. That boy, stay up, man. Love.
Already. Yeah. But he definitely, you know, got some points. We all mad about safety play and all that stuff, man. But everybody need to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
like, Like, he said Cal Trask played terrible. He didn't play terrible. He made some mistakes. It could have been more mistakes. Some would drop. But he played an efficient game.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, like I was trying to tell him, you know, this is the team that Dan Mullen was given. You know, this is the players that he's had the opportunity to develop. You know, these next couple years are going to be where you really see where Dan Mullen takes, you know, this team with the guys that he recruited and the guys that he developed. So, you know, it's easy to bemoan a lot of these guys, but, you know, they were recruited by a completely different staff, and this is who he's, you know, been dealt with. So, you know, sometimes it's easy to always blame the guys and blame the coaches for not developing them, but
sometimes it's talent. Sometimes the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and O's. And sometimes you can see when guys are just not capable of covering a amount of space of field. They're not willing to sacrifice their body to blow up a play. Coaches can't really get there. You just got to get to the next guy and get the talented guys on the field. And I think the guy, Mordecai McDaniels, we got in this recruiting class, a flat-out safety that can fly. We got the Johnson kid that's going to blow stuff up. He won a collision. So once Grantham guys get in, what then we'll be able to do more, man. But the safety play, as of now, is horrid. But let's not shut down the program.
It's not that bad. 11 wins, guys. 11 wins. Yeah.
We got one more caller. Then we do a couple more of these little segments, and we can vibe. We want to get out and hang out. The day's too nice to be locked up doing a podcast all day, but this is fun. Yeah, this episode is brought to you by Brun Insurance and Financial Services. Anything you need insured from the Panhandle to the Keys, holler at my man Greg, 954-589-2204. Shout out to Greg. Greg was out there hanging amongst the people yesterday at the tailgate at the Orange Bowl. That's in the neck of his woods, and he was with the vibes. A man of the people. Dope dude. And we got a dope guest for his segment next week. Huh?
I don't even know who it is.
It's a big one, Dan. It's a big one.
Pause.
Pause. We'll tell y'all for here.
Yeah, we'll tell y'all for here, Dan.
Can't wait.
It's locked in. I might as well send Cam the number and all. I got the number and all that.
Yeah, he might call him now. I don't know.
look, it's crazy because when I
please leave your message for 6.
Alright, he talking about
D. Miller answer. He missed his opportunity to make the show and shine.
Yeah, bro. This man said he had to check his schedule. I was like, oh yeah, this shit crazy.
That's big time. Yeah, people that gotta check their schedule is the people we need on this show.
Right. That's right. Yeah, we've been trying to get a guest on. We'll get her on after the new year. But we've been working with her assistant since August. And she's like, she's just busy. She's packed up. I'm like, those are the people we need. So
none of the people. Yeah, people not booked and got to check their schedule. They probably, you know, probably not who the people want to hear.
That's right.
We got Deep Dive at 35.
We got Deep Dive at 35.
I hope it's more safety questions. Please let it be another safety question.
I should just make one up. Deep Dive at 35.
No, that's so annoying, bro.
All right, Mon, rank all the safeties by your favorite to least favorite, 1 through 6. No. This segment's sponsored by our boy Sean Gibson over at Gibson Dive in Detail. I give him a call at 352-514-1486. Anything related to boat detailing, boat cleaning, underwater hull cleaning, dive recovery, anything else, give Sean a call. Sean's a firefighter down there as well, so I'll give him a call, 352-514-1486. Deep Dive with Ahmad, the last one to answer the question. Ahmad, you were obviously able to play in 4 bowl games during your time there. Is there any bowl game that you wish you would have been able to have the opportunity to play, and there's a team that you wish you would have had the opportunity to play? You're on mute, Ahmad.
My bad. I always want to play in the Rose Bowl. You know, guys on the East Coast don't ever get the opportunity to go all the way on the West Coast and play in the bowl game, usually unless it's for the national championship. But I always wanted to play in that game. And, you know, in college, it wasn't a team outside the SEC I really much just wanted to play. I mean, you know, we played the best teams in, you know, in the country week in and week out. So we had enough on our plate already. in the SEC. Therefore, I didn't really have too much desire to play anyone else. Probably Miami a little bit more, so we could beat up
on for me to be All American. Nobody ever asked me what I want to play in.
Hey, all right, Corey, what bowl game would you have wanted to play in?
Oh man, I missed out on a lot of
your life.
Yeah, I missed out on a lot of them. Down at Orange Bowl, it was pretty nice down there last night, man. I can't lie, the new stadium.
It's nice now. It wasn't all that nice when it was Joe Rogers and I was growing up there watching the Dolphins play.
Yeah,
nice facility to rent and have a birthday party for your kids, man.
That's one thing, Ahmad. You make a point. I think the Rose Bowl is a pretty crappy like stadium. It's really run down. It's old. The setting's really cool. But the one thing that I wish, and I know it can only happen now in the playoff, is I wish that Florida or the SEC and the Pac-12 had a bowl game, matchup or tie-in. And there's a lot of teams, and we've talked about this a couple episodes ago, but I'd love to see Florida play USC or Oregon or Washington or just a different school out there. I mean, I know we're playing Arizona State, whatever, and Utah and Colorado coming up. But I want to see some of those, like, cross-national flights. I'm tired of or games, tired of the Penn States, the Michigans. It's cool to see Virginia. I don't know how long it's been since Florida's played Virginia. So I always love to see these kind of unique matchups, and I wish that, Florida had the chance to play in the Rose Bowl.
I would love to visit the Rose Bowl. I visited the Rose Bowl, but nobody was there.
Yeah.
just saw the building,
Yeah.
But I would love to go to a game in the Rose Bowl. It's one of the stadiums on my bucket list. That, Lambeau, a few others. Yeah. Bob, you got word of the week?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Word of the week, Dan, is swole.
Swole?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you went to the gym and got swole?
Swole.
Nah, man. That ain't it, but that's one of them, man. Shit,
okay.
I heard the game was swole last night.
Oh, swole. Yeah. I like that one.
Swole. That's a swole,
heard the game was good?
Oh, man. That shit was packed, man. That shit was thick. That shit was swole, man.
It was lit. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it was packed. It had a bunch of people. That shit was swole. That shit was busting. It was swole.
Yeah, okay. Huh. All right. And I know two ways, okay? I thought, Silk and I thought I had it right the first time.
Oh, swole. Not too muscle, Dan. That shit was swole last night. That's about the party. That shit was swole, Silk.
Yeah, I already know what swole would mean, man. Be thick. Thick, swole, chunky. Chunky.
That shit fat, Dan.
With a pH?
Oh, it was doing it. It was doing it.
That shit was doing it last night. I heard Gator fans was in there thick last night.
Oh, man.
Already.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, this is our first show since Christmas. You guys have a good Christmas?
Yeah, man. I had an extremely good Christmas. The little one got spoiled, but besides that, I got opportunities. Well, and my wife too, spoiled her a lot. But now we're shaking back, ready to start this new year.
So, good Christmas.
Oh, I had a beautiful Christmas, man. Didn't get a whole lot, man. I don't want a lot. I'm easy to please, man. So. I just, like, even when my wife was trying to get me some stuff, I just get the kids this, get my son that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want anything. I just want the kids to wake up happy as hell, even if it's them cheering. They may not play with half of these toys or whatever a month from now. That's just the gratification I wanted, man. So family's healthy. Got to kick it with my grandma, probably her last Christmas. Hopefully she can make it more, but my grandma's really sick, so whole family came and got to kick it with her, man. That's a blessing right there, just kick with family I haven't seen in over a decade, man. So I'm blessed.
Very good. Yeah, I was down in the 954. So it's always good to see my family. I was only down there for a couple days. I got to spend some time in Coral Springs, the old stomping ground. Made it out to Pompano Beach. Always enjoy the weather down there. It was a good time down there. Got to see my brother and his wife and their two kids, both 2 and 5 months old. So got to teach a 2-year-old the Gator Chomp, so he's a big Gator fan now. So it was super nice to be down there. So always enjoy this time of year. Let's wrap it up, boys. Another good show. Happy New Year.
Yeah, beautiful, man. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy,
Yeah, 2020, man.
Everybody celebrate safe, man. It's always this time of the year. People always, dying or whatever. Accidents happen. So everybody be safe, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And I wanted to give a shout out, and I know it's been a week since it happened, but I want to, lift Ed Ashoff and his family up in prayers. Absolutely. Ed and I got to know each other quite a bit in college. He was really good friends with one of my childhood best friends, and he's a couple years older than me, but when I went up to UF, we got reconnected really close, and Ed is just a was a salt of the earth, just so down to earth. And I know that everybody's kind of said the exact same message about him. And obviously he was an up and comer. He's an incredible writer, but I think that the one thing that I loved most about Ed during my time is he's just one of the kindest people you ever meet. He always, is willing to help you, or introduce you to people whenever you needed it. So big shout out to him and to his family. Prayers, and I can't imagine the tragedy, but, that Ed did a lot for our community, for Gator Nation, for journalism as a whole. So thoughts and prayers with him, and if Ed can teach anybody anything, I would imagine that he would say this is just be a kind, good person to the world. And, his impact was left in, the 34 years that he was here. And, hopefully each and every one of us can do the same. So.
Yeah. Also, man. Rest in peace, man. Like, it's always sad. He's so young. This time of the year, it's never a good time to die or to have someone in your family die, but it's just even rougher this time of the year when you're expecting to get with people, spend some time with them, and that happens. So rest in peace to the young fella, man. Also, Bryce Gowdy, man, Georgia Tech recruit out of Deerfield, Florida. I don't know the details, but he got hit by a train. Looks like it may be suicide. So rest in peace to him. Anybody, any young people out there, anybody that having thoughts of anything like that, man, get some help. People care about you. And if you got kids and family, tell everybody you love them. It just goes a far way. Wow. You never know what it means to somebody, bro.
Absolutely. So sad. So sad. All right, boys. Well, we need to well, what if we what if we do this? We're going to end this episode on a happy note. Last decade, what was your favorite Gator memory?
I got some, but the one I was in the building for, it's tough. I'm gonna say Will Grizz throw to Antonio Callaway.
Yep.
Either that or LaMichael Speed Ryan run against Auburn, man. Just being in the building both of those, how loud it got, and it just felt great, man. So either one of those, man.
Yeah, I like those two as well. Big moments, man. You got the Tennessee game, both of those big games with the Cleveland Tyree. Catch, and the Cleveland catch. I don't want to be biased, man, but Penn State interception.
Hey, you're allowed to be biased if it includes you, bro.
That was one of my favorite moments. So watching these guys, the younger guys, Elam and all those guys, watch them grow up and, see those guys flourish and some of those guys become pros. That was some of my proudest moments as well. So,
absolutely. Can't forget, one of my favorite games was the game that was played in Baton Rouge because of the hurricane that came through. Moved the game over to Baton Rouge and just stuffed LSU on the goal line and that game. That's about as loud as I cheered. That 2015 Florida Ole Miss game with Will Grier, that was just an electric atmosphere, a ton of fun to be at. But there's a lot of them, man. This was a definitely an up and down year for the Gators. That Brad Stewart pick six against LSU. The game against Auburn, this year to just overall have a great game and, to have an electric atmosphere come back. And then, but probably my favorite moment is probably welcoming Dan Mullen back, as cheesy as that sounds. It's exciting to have some excitement around the program again. So, but a hell of a year and looking forward to seeing what 2020 will do. Did I leave you guys speechless?
Circle mute. Yeah, you left us speechless.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was talking a lot, and I was gonna mute the whole time. I'm never speechless, bro. I promise you that. Cam, what's your favorite moment, bro?
You did already.
No, I got it. No, we can hear him. All the ones y'all mentioned, obviously, but I think this was this decade. I was actually there for the was it John Brantley to DeBose down the sideline to open the Bama game.
Oh yeah,
man! For a brief second, I thought we were back.
Yeah.
Dude, that reminds me of the time.
Bro, I remember where I was at. I was talking so much trash too.
I was there. It was
Southern California when that happened.
I broke my phone that night in Lakeland.
Yeah. I was at a place called Sofa Kings, man. And I was reckless in that place when we scored that touchdown. It was Bama fans in there. I was not over a pitcher of beer. Needless to say, I was gone by halftime.
Yeah, that reminds me of the first year of Jim McElwain when Florida made the SEC championship. Flew up to Atlanta with my buddy Robert, and you know, there was a brief moment in time that Florida was winning that game 7-2 because Antonio Callaway ran
about the punt.
Yeah,
back.
Had a punt back for a touchdown, and you would have thought that I personally like led a team to a national championship. How proud I was, and how loud I was for I don't know about 9 seconds before Florida, you know, ended up getting to destroy that game. But
yeah,
that's what's cool about sports, man. For just a brief snippet of time, the euphoria that you can have is wild, man. But I'll never forget that exact moment in time when Florida was winning, because I knew we were going to get blown out. But I said, hey, wait, maybe, just maybe, we might figure it out.
Nah, I'm a fanatic. Especially, I was young then, too. I was reckless.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about nothing about getting blown out. I just knew we were going to win that game.
Yeah,
from then
bro.
On. And then, you know, things changed. But, you know, all in all, it was some great moments in these past 2 years.
All right.
Favorite player? Amai, you can't choose yourself.
Ooh, favorite player. I don't know, bro. I'm going to say something like either probably like Gerard Davis.
Ooh, okay.
Like Fowler. Six guys. Those guys changed the whole game, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Hargraves, man. Oh, that's probably my favorite player, just cause quiet assassin showed up as a freshman, got buckets. That's just like the demeanor. He was professional. He's a lot like Kyrie in that manner, where he just show up, do his job, not a whole lot of flash, not like social media shenanigans, none of the the fluff, man. Just business.
What?
So, Vernon Hargraves. The Bunny God.
The Bunny God. I like Fowler a lot. That was a good pick. Kind of forgot about him to pick. As weird as it sounds, I mean, not weird as it sounds, as kind of just, you know, as recent as it sounds, really like LaMichael Perine, love his story. Led the Gators in rushing the last 3 years. You know, his story is super cool. Like a guy like, you know, Jelani Jenkins, kind of the same, you know, thing that you said about Hargraves, just kind of showed up, you know, came to play, no off the field shenanigans, real smart dude. So like a lot of guys like him. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough to be around the program, you know, towards the end of the aughts, I guess is they're called, right before the 2010. So some of those guys that, you know, I was there in the recruiting department. So your Jeremy Browns, your Will Hills, and not the Will Hills, one of my favorite players, but your Josh Evans, you know, Matt Elams, those guys that we were able to develop some relationships with. It was awesome to see them, you know, go and live out their dreams as well.
Yeah, I like the Dante Fowler pick too. I like Dante was up there. He brought a lot of energy. I was just watching him and Hargraves dancing between plays, and all we had was a defense.
Yeah,
them guys brought some bright spots, man. So they could go 1A, 1B.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to Jonathan Grenard, man. I mean, just unbelievable.
That's another one, bro.
Impact. Yeah, man. I mean, talk about a guy that, you know.
Wish we had him longer, bro. I just wish we had him longer. It's just so bittersweet.
He just seems like the guy who just does it right all the time. You know, played hard, played injured, was still injured in the bowl game, and still, you know, was taken out, went back in. just quiet leader, you know, guy that they all looked up to. I think that he's going to be missed. I'm excited about what Brenton Cox can do next year, potentially taking over for him. You know, big shout out to him. Never want to forget him. And I know that he said what he wants to be remembered for, and that's that people just remember his name in 10 years and that they know how to pronounce it. So big shout out to Jonathan Grenard. You're an All-American in my book, buddy.
I definitely call him Greener all summer, so shout out to that.
Shout out to the Townsend, 7 years of punting, you know, with the Townsends, you know.
Hey, why does the older brother have me blocked? I don't even slander punters. Like, I'm trying to figure this out.
That's how you unblocked you, no?
Oh, man.
No, I got mixed up with the younger brother. He never unblocked me. I got to talk. I got to holler at my man, Nick Delatorre.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody knows anything about punters, it's him. That an Australian people. Guy coming in next year, apparently.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, man. Let's get up off of here.
Oh, yeah, Keanu O'Neill. I want to give a shout-out to him, too. I forgot about him.
Keanu O'Neill was that
he was that guy.
Him and Matt Elam are just so missed that safety, bro. We need something like them two boys to get back in the secondary. But who got a song this week?
I think Black does.
Come on.
Are you going to do karaoke again, or are you going
to? Come on, Dan. Then are we gonna have to go Google the dude that you
put for? Everybody loved Town Mountain. You know what? I feel really bad. I slandered my song before I even picked it, and everybody's like, yeah, that was a great song.
Let me see, man. What are we gonna go with? Hold on, I gotta listen to something a little bit in my ear. Hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know, why you thinking I don't know if you're listening to the show, but Emery, the job is Kyle Trask's job. Just make that clear. The job is Kyle Trask's job. Everybody can bicker and fight up their opinions. The job is Kyle Trask's job. It's Emery's job to go win it. Yeah. Emery, if you so happen to listen to Stadium Miguel, it's your job to win it. Nobody's going to hand you the job. This is football. You compete to win the job. Nobody's just going to hand it to you just because you fit the system better. Go win it.
Mm-hmm. Then you have every opportunity you can because – the guy that recruited you made you his number one target the second he got hired. So
absolutely. So go win it if you want it.
Yay.
Yay, yay.
This guy. We're gonna go with NBA YoungBoy Step Harder.
Ooh, that's some energy.
We're gonna step harder, man. Step harder.
It's gonna be Dan's first. Dan's first time listening. Hearing this song. Yep, there you go.
No better way to end 2019 than another song that I can go listen to.
Same corner next week, fellas.
All righty, fellas. Yeah. Fellas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, fellas.
And ladies.
And ladies. And babies and kids. Yeah, I'm acting like dude, you want to get off the phone, bro. All right, bro. Double A Flex.
He gonna do something bad and I'm a fag.
We gonna step on a bitch.
We turn a bag, get on his ass soon as he come in this bitch. We make our way out to the truck, I bought that drum to this bitch. I'm on my top, I'm going dumb, now where you from in this bitch? Drag that hoe up out the club, stomp him, hit him with them slugs. Crash, ship a nigga mug, I'm from where they show no love. Cock with a stitching like a plug, stomp him, make him get the fuck. Bust and leave a nigga stuck, don't give a fuck when they be up. That too long, whoop a bitch soon as he move wrong. Wear him, that's my theme song, Draco with a beam on. Miss Shorty say I calm down, bitch everything you think wrong. Revolver lay a nigga down, the shells from the scene gone. You get the picture, everybody strapped with a pistol. We too official, screaming murder, we gon' step on a nigga. Long as he stitches, say he we gon' burn us a nigga. 300 shots, we shoot for hours. We won't run from no nigga. Now look up, fuck this bitch and leave him stretch. Murder, we gon' stand on that. Pointin' where them killers at. You know where the fuck I'm at. He won't smoke, we handle that. We be where the counsel at. My pocket where that hammer at. We pull up where your man at. Been in the whip and we gon' bust this bitch until they gang gone. Fuck what you hollin', bitch, and I ain't stoppin' till your brain gone. Supposed to be my nigga, but you tellin' me my chain gone. Call it even, Montana the reason that you ain't gone. I heard they talkin' about steppin' on me. Bitch, you get clapped, you know I'm strapped, you know I stay in the streets. And may the Lord be with this nigga if he run up on me. Word to God, I keep that rod and fuck that boy, he deceased. You know I talk somethin', motherfucker talkin', come and show somethin'. Blow somethin', bitch, stop all that rippin', you ain't smoke. Let him hold somethin', talkin' like he with it, we gon' roll somethin'. Nigga know we own somethin', watch how quick we fold somethin'.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.